David was on the run from King Saul, who wanted to have him killed. David had nowhere to live, so he lived in some caves in the hills. About 600 men came to live with him. There was a rich man called Nabal who lived in the Maon wilderness. He owned a huge flock of sheep and goats, which he kept in the hills. Sometimes thieves would raid the flocks, but David and his men chased away the bandits and stopped them from stealing Nabal's sheep. One day, David heard that Nabal was visiting the men who looked after his sheep. David sent some of his men to take a message to the wealthy farmer. When they arrived, they greeted Nabal politely. "When your shepherds camped near us, we looked after them," the messengers reminded Nabal. "We stopped thieves from stealing your sheep. Since we helped you, would you share some of your food and drink with us?" Nabal was rich, and he had plenty of food to share, but he did not want to give anything to David and his men. "Who is this David?" Nabal answered rudely. "This country is full of thieves and robbers. I see no reason to share my food and my drink with a band of runaway nobodies." The messengers returned to David and told him everything Nabal had said. David was furious. They told his men to get their swords and follow him. A massive army of angry men followed David and set out for Nabal's camp. Meanwhile, one of Nabal's workers ran to tell Nabal's wife, Abigail, what had happened. "David and his men looked after the sheep and us," the man explained. "Now Nabal has been rude to them and will not share his food and wine. There's going to be big trouble with David if we don't do something to stop it." Abigail sprang into action. She ordered her servants to pack their donkeys with 200 loaves of bread, 2 large clay jars of wine, the meat from 5 sheep, a large sack of roasted grain, 100 handfuls of raisins, and 200 handfuls of dried figs. Then she set out with her helpers to meet David. As soon as Abigail saw David, she got off her donkey and bowed down. "Please, sir," she begged, "please accept these gifts I bring and forgive my husband." David listened to Abigail. He gave thanks to God that she had come and stopped the trouble between him and Nabal. "You are a wise and kind woman. You have prevented a terrible and violent thing from happening," he explained. "Don't worry, I will do as you have asked." David and Abigail departed in peace.